actually took a shot in the ribs, x-rayed him, came back negative. He also had a thigh contusion. That's probably of the two injuries the more severe. So we'll have more information as the week goes on. Just clearly a frustrating finish. I'm just told the guys that were out there battling at the end, the guys that had to step up and play, I'm proud of them. But we made too many mistakes, penalties, some missed assignments here and there, just some things that they're self-inflicted. And you can't do that against a team like that. You can't do that against a quality quarterback like that, give them extra opportunities. So it's a loss. There's no, we're 1-3. We own that. We're going to do what we know best how to do, bunker in and get ready for Baltimore. Yeah, that's when you're in a desperation block situation. It's a very makeable field goal, so you just feel like, hey, I got to, try to time it up as best I can. Yeah, they hit us on some crossers. We had a couple were on us. A couple of them were good plays by them. They had the right call played against what we were in. We voided the middle of the field, the pressure. They leaked Woodhead out, which was tough because they combined it with a crossing route and cleared out our one guy. So they got us on that one. Like I said, they made some good plays and we had some issues with some of the crosser stuff, but it was. It was frustrating, but that the guys that were in there, I thought Batty did a good job. Justin and the reps he was in there. I thought Pierre, hung in there. I mean, that's not exactly the easiest quarter, but easiest passing attack to go up against, and those guys battled till the end.
What happened to Hayden
today? Joe had broken his finger last week. And practice with it during the week in some pain, and I just don't think it ever lessened to the point where he felt he could go. He came out early and tested it, and decided that he couldn't go, so we had to adjust.
Mike, how hard is it to stop it when you got Denzel Shawn down, you got Dez out, to ask those guys to eat?
Yeah, I mean that's the NFL. I mean we're in the no excuse business. Guys got to step up and play. So it's next man up mentality, and you also have to have everybody else in those situations has to elevate their play as well. So you take advantage. You have depth on a roster. That's what they're there for. When guys are out, you got to step up. He did. He did. I thought he hung in there. There were a couple times early where I thought he took some shots that he didn't. I mean, throws down the field that he didn't need to. He wanted to be aggressive. But I thought he saw the field well. I thought he moved in the pocket when he had to. A couple plays he made. He took some hits. Still made some good throws. Overall, I think it was a solid performance by him. It can't be more disappointing. What do you say to him? I don't say anything. I mean, here's a guy that battled, played his tail off for 60 minutes, tried to make a play at the end of the game, and just was just a shade early. Yeah. Not going to say anything to him other than, thanks for your effort. No, I think they played to their circumstances. He got it out quick, did a good job. They would free release the back at times, and a lot of the stuff was the shallow crossers and the stuff underneath it. It's good. It's anytime the quarterback's on that clock where he's going to deliberately get it out sooner. He knows that his own internal clock. He's not going to sit in the pocket. There's no 7-step drop. That it's going to be difficult to get to him.
With your background on defense, are you comfortable with
Well, we need to assess, you know, all of those, especially those drives in crunch time. We've given up some 2-minute drives, gave up one at the end of the half. In previous games, we've given them up, and that's something that we have to we certainly have to evaluate. It is, and anytime you have a back that can be a first or second down back between the tackles, and then a guy that you can also split out at your number one wide out and hit him on a vertical route, I mean that puts a lot of stress on a defense. So that he certainly will be a big part of our plans moving forward. But I think that's a pretty good glimpse of how we see using him. Well, from the view that I had, it was I was as far away from it as anybody. So, but the guys up top immediately said it looked like it was elbow hit, which obviously elbow equals 2 feet. So that was one that, you know, they were very adamant up top. It was a catch. So that was an easy challenge.
Thank you.